Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome into the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zadroit, joined by Luis Pacheco. We're talking Wednesday's Champions League slate at DraftKings. Luis, you told me before the show that you're now a rich man. You won some money. You got Thibaut Courtois, but I got to wonder, you told us in yesterday's show not to play Rodrigo. How are you winning money without Rodrigo?
Well, I got lucky. I guess nobody else played Rodrigo. So, I mean, I saw a lot of Politano, and Politano was crushing, and then he got out. So, yeah. I mean, I was I was never going to play Rodrigo. I just, you know, hey, he didn't do much. As you see the two goals, I mean, he just bounced the ball. You know, he was there. He was the guy
he
there.
Scored. It
could have been me.
He was there. He was there, and he got the goals.
I don't know if he did anything else. Actually, I remember seeing him.
Spoken like a true Atletico Madrid fan is what I'll say.
Hey, you know, I had Courtois, and I was rooting for Cucurella to score. So you can see that, right?
He should have. He probably should have scored.
Yeah.
It was kind of a fun Tuesday slate. Actually, it was kind of boring for about 80 minutes, but we got the late Napoli goal, and it was fun for me because I had Napoli double chance on a bunch of parlays. So that was fun for me. Otherwise, that took away the Mike Maignan clean sheet, which meant that if you had Thibaut Courtois, that was the winning goalkeeper. I don't know what he finished, maybe 10 more points than everyone else.
22 probably. Something, yeah.
Yeah, so he beat everyone by maybe 10 points or so, and then Rodrigo got the 30 points, and then I think the next highest outside of those guys was at 18 maybe. Doesn't matter. We're talking Wednesday, so we got
Rodrigo got 18 points with two goals.
No, he got 30. Rodrigo got 30.
Nice, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Hey. Manchester City.
Hey, play Rodrigo next round, man. Just keep playing him. Play Rodrigo
against the winner of this Bayern Munich, Manchester City.
Is it not? Here. Is it not Milan? Is it already designed, or is it they have to go to?
Yeah, it's already decided. It's already built up.
So it's gonna be against Milan, right? Milan, Madrid.
I thought it was the opposite.
I mean, usually they play the same day to try not to give advantage, right? Like a one day more rest or anything like that. But
I don't think it's the same day. That's what I originally thought, but that's not how they're doing it. Yeah, it'll be AC Milan against Benfica or Inter, and then Real Madrid against Manchester City or Bayern Munich. So.
Oh, nice. Fine. Finally, I can root against the Evil Empire.
We could get another, you know, Serie A. Well, this would be the Milan Derby here. We could get that, which will be interesting. Considering, I don't think all season anyone has thought that AC Milan or Inter Milan have been, you know, good two of the four best teams in the world. But, you know, here we are.
It's just the Champions League, man. It's just, you know, one game can turn things around. It's just, you know, Napoli, amazing season. They have, you know, They bow out. They don't miss a PK. They have some chances, but honestly, I mean, Milan play better. So
Yeah.
Milan, the two legs, better team. So kudos to them.
So now with this one, we got Manchester City up 3 goals. They are playing at Bayern Munich. Inter Milan are up 2 goals. They are in Milan against Benfica. And you can see in the odds, we got Inter, 45% chance to win home against Benfica. Manchester City, 38% chance to win at Bayern Munich. So the two teams that are already winning are favored, which is kind of the opposite, well, slightly the opposite of what we got today, because Napoli were favored and they were down a goal. So that kind of makes this one a little more interesting. But we got the implied goals. So 2.8 in the Inter-Benfica match, 3.2, 3.3 for the Man City-Bayern Munich match. So we got that there. So we had the Sadio Mane punching after last week's match. So we don't have to worry about him, I assume. So what do you think about what do you think about Bayern Munich here? So we have Thomas Tuchel, you know, the famed, maybe more so for his, you know, plays defensively more so. How do you think Bayern Munich are going to play in this match, down 3 goals at home? Like, what do you think the Tuchel strategy will be here? Will it be Frank Lampard's idea of going with a bunch of central midfielders and like one attacking player, or will it be something else?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard because, you know, Bayern they really suffer without a reference in attack, right? I mean, since they're missing Lewandowski, they're missing Mane or whoever, even Choupo-Moting, I guess, will be that desirable here. I mean, they're going to play false nine against, you know, the inventor of false nine. So it's just going to be Manchester City really outplayed them in the reverse fixture. So however, saying that, I think there is points to be made. So there is Sané looked pretty good. I liked Sané on the reverse fixture. I mean, he could have scored. He looked pretty decent. I like his price in this matchup. And Kimmich is expensive. I'm not sure if I want to play him, but he did well in the other match. A lot of set pieces. So why not? Like, I mean, I'm afraid of... is Çalhanoğlu going to play? I'm not sure. But you know, like, I think Kimmich, De Bruyne might be a good midfield pair. So, and I'm not sure what Pep is going to do. I guess it's De Bruyne, same team that play on the reverse, right? I think that's going to be his team. So since Mahrez went 90 this weekend. So I mean, I like Sané at that price. I like Kimmich, obviously. I can go behind Coman, I think, if you need another cheap forward. I mean, it's just the things if I don't want to play Haaland, which is a little bit cheaper this time, and I don't want to play the Inter guys, so, you know, I think I might go both Bayern Munich guys, Coman, and is Coman forward? I think he is, right? So,
yeah, he's 7,500.
Yeah, a little bit on the pricey side, but, you know, I think I will go with those guys. I mean, Haaland is just a little bit more only, but Haaland is going to play 45 with Alvarez. I don't know. Like, I feel like Haaland is going to be managed unless they... I mean, it seems that Man City has this game in the bucket. So, I don't know. What do you think, man? Do you think that Bayern is going to kind of come back?
I think it's possible that they come back. I mean, we kind of saw Manchester City give up a lead to Real Madrid last season. Haaland went 45 over the weekend. A bunch of their guys subbed off early. I don't think Haaland's going to sub off after 45 unless Manchester City get one or two goals in the first half. If it's nil-nil or something, or if Bayern Munich get a goal, like, I don't think Haaland's going to be subbed off. That would just be it'd be kind of weird, I'd say. In terms of lineups, you mentioned Çalhanoğlu. We'll see what happens with that. He played 19 minutes off the bench over the weekend, so he could come in. I know UEFA was projecting Brozovic to be on the bench and Çalhanoğlu to start, so that'll be something to look at. But, I mean, even for DFS purposes, I'm not entirely sure how much. I guess that'll be more of a factor for DeMarco, I guess, because Brozovic, because everyone kind of played him last week. But Çalhanoğlu, 7,900. Not like we're looking at him coming off an injury, probably only, if he starts, only looking at 60, 70 minutes. As you said with Manchester City, I think that what we have in this screen here for Mahrez and Bernardo Silva, we'll see what happens. I doubt that Pep actually switches his lineup.
Yeah, Mahrez went 90 last week in the weekend. I'm sure.
I just don't think that Pep's going to, you know, switch his lineup up after winning the reverse fixture 3-0. Not to mention Bernardo Silva kind of did whatever he wanted against Alphonso Davies in that game. Yeah. We'll see how Bayern Munich line up. They could do a lot of things. Gnabry has been playing as like the false nine there. Thomas Müller could come in as well. I mean, we already mentioned Sadio Mane, but we'll see what happens. Benfica, again, not much they can do because Ba is still out as well, but they do get Otamendi back from his suspension, so that's a boost for them on their back line. Otherwise, we'll see what happens. So in terms of forward, what you mentioned, I think Leroy Sané is almost like a must in cash games and even just in general. He's only 6,500.
He may
be most likely to go 90 of the front four for Bayern Munich. They're home. He had a floor of 15 in that first matchup. I just find it hard to not use like this $6,500 Bayern Munich guy who's most likely to go 90 in their attack. You mentioned Coman. So what do you think about Coman at 7,500 and Musiala at 5,700?
I like Coman better, but I mean, just Coman have a safer floor than Musiala in general. Coman, Musiala, I mean, are we going Bernardo Silva or Coman or Musiala? I just don't know anymore. I mean, Bernardo Silva is cheap and he got a lot of points, but, you know, not much floor points, right? Like a lot of assists and goals, and, you know, maybe that's enough to do. The Rodrigo special as well, but you know, I think Coman is a safer floor. It's a little bit pricier than Silva, especially. I mean, Coman. I mean, he's gonna play Gnabry and he's gonna play Sané. I mean, Coman is probably not gonna sub out either unless he's injured, which is, you know, always a possibility. But
right.
You know,
I mean, today like we saw the two Napoli guys get hurt in the first half, which kind of changed everything there for that matchup. Yeah. So
yeah, that saved my lineup because I had Vinicius and Politano had like 5 points in 20 minutes. Oh, my God,
he had 8 points.
8 points. So yeah, I stopped clanting and then I turn around and hear, oh, Lozano is in at the 35 minutes. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it was a tactical change. It was an injury. Ah, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I think I like Coman and Sané. Just because Bayern Munich has to come back, they're probably not going to sub out. They already did well in a matchup that, you know, I mean, what else can Pep do differently, right? I feel that Pep's going to try to do the same thing that happened on the other match, maybe a little bit more control and just, you know, just rely on Haaland to try to beat the Bayern defenders, right? So I like those two. I think Coman is a little bit pricey. And I can see people going Silva, especially if you play Haaland, go Silva, right? So,
I think, so at least in cash games, as we get into midfield, I mean, we already mentioned De Bruyne and Kimmich here, almost plugging them into the midfield. So,
it
seems like whether you want Coman or like a Musiala or a Bernardo Silva, that's going to depend on what you actually like in your utility spot. So,
yeah.
And I guess technically also what you do at defense. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do. You don't really have to play any of the high-end defenders. We'll get to that. But I guess because you can, if you fade Haaland, even if you play Coman, I think you still can do almost a little bit of do whatever you want with Coman. Even though he's 1,800 more than Musiala and more expensive than these other guys, I still think that there's enough wiggle room to where like you don't need to spend up on two of the defenders, that you can still find someone that's going to be a non-punt in your utility spot. So yeah. I think you maybe I initially had Musiala in here because he was cheaper, but both guys are pretty good, but the fact that Coman maybe is more likely to go the full 90 is maybe what would lean me towards him over Musiala, because Musiala would be, you know, a sub candidate for a guy like Thomas Muller kind of a thing. So
yeah, I agree.
So for these other guys that we haven't talked about, your guy Lautaro Martinez is 7,200. I don't think David Neres is expected to start, but he's 7,800. We'll see if Lukaku starts. He's 6,900. Goncalo Ramos is 6,800. Gnabry is 5,900. Dzeko is 5,500. That's pretty much all the forwards here. So what are you looking at from this inner game? Are you actually looking at Lautaro, or are you kind of done with Lautaro at this point?
I can trust the Inter guys to do production, especially with a two goal score, right? So, I mean, Inter has shown that they can play the game. You know, same with Porto, the Porto matchup, right? They just don't attack as much. They don't cross as much. They don't shoot as much as they need it. I think Inter is going to play the possession ball and try not to make mistakes. So I'm not into paying those prices for the Inter guys when I can get, as you say, Musiala or Bernardo Silva even cheaper, which I trust more than them. Mm-hmm. For Porto side, I like Neres. I feel that, at that price, if considering that Benfica really needs to attack, and might be the guy that comes and try to stir the pot and, you know, do the Politano special. I can see playing Neres, right? Feel like Coman and Neres are very similar to me, so I'd rather go Coman, I think. But I can see Neres as well. I don't want to play any of that or the forwards on that game, but, you know, obviously for GPP is fine. So.
Yeah, just for these inner guys, at least in cash games, like, why do we want the 7,200 for Lautaro or whoever starts up front? It just, I pulled up that Inter Porto match, the second leg. Inter went into Porto. They're up one goal, and they finished with 32% possession at Porto, 11 shots, 12 crosses. They just played.
Not much,
I mean, they played for the scoreless draw, and they walked out with that, just the one goal in those two matches. And now they're at home. I don't see them attacking too much, so that kind of leads me to not looking at their wingbacks really as well. I mean, we kind of had the situation with AC Milan today a little bit, and even Real Madrid to an extent. It's like, well, it's fine if you want to look at these guys for tournaments, but because they'll get opportunities off the counter because Benfica has to push, kind of a thing. But how much are you actually expecting from Inter off the counter, because you're not going to get the floor with these guys? I mean, we saw it with, was it Rafael Leao? I mean,
Giroud, he was amazing.
I mean, he only had like 10 points or something today. I mean, it was because, I mean, he had the assist, but he didn't do much else because it was all AC Milan off the counter. So if that's going to be the case for Inter, what are we actually expecting from these guys, at least in cash games? I'm finding it hard to actually even look at them in cash games for tournaments. You got to hit the goals. You got to have the goals, because otherwise the floor is just not going to be there. I mean, Dzeko is going to have, if he scores, he's going to have 15 points. If Lautaro scores, probably going to be, 15 to 18 points. Maybe that's enough, but don't you think, just like this Bayern Munich Manchester City game, it just there's feels like there's going to be more goals.
Yeah, there's more action, obviously, I think. And you made the perfect analogy, Inter is going to play like Milan play today. Like Rafael Leao, Ndombele did a bad pass in pretty much in the Milan's half. And Rafael Leao just run the whole field on a post and then just pass. And that's all he did, right? So you can see something like that with Lautaro, but, you know, I mean, what are the chances something like that happening, right? And then, you know, I'm with you. I think it's hard to play any Milan guys. I'm thinking on the Mkhitaryan special on utility just because of the price, but, you know.
Oh, like, no, 3,600.
Mkhitaryan special, right? But I don't know. I think I mean, I can go Neres, but definitely not Inter. I can even go Ramos, but I mean, Ramos seems too pricey for you know, like how much he's gonna get. I just don't see the point of paying 7,000 for Ramos or when you can get you know, Bernardo Silva for cheaper. So
I mean, the Mkhitaryan play is kind of just like Bennacer today. You went to Bennacer. I think you did.
How much he did? I don't know how much he did today.
He got 6.2, partly because he drew 5 fouls, which
that's amazing. Yeah,
which is probably a season high. So, I mean, again, I just don't like the situation where you have this defensive central midfielder. He's not going to get up the field very much.
Yeah.
With like a Mkhitaryan, with the Barella even, or whoever starts in Inter's midfield, like how forward are these guys going to get? Like, what are you actually expecting them to do? And then Bennacer came through with 5 fouls drawn, a season high, and I mean, the people played him for corners and set pieces, and I think AC Milan had, I don't know, 1 corner or something, which was kind of what I thought. I just didn't think he'd draw 5 fouls and get up to 6 points, but it is what it is. So.
Yeah, it's just a low ceiling, probably low floor play for just to get, like, I mean, got lucky to get 6 points. I played Dombele at the end. You know, he got 4 or 5 points too. So just, you know.
Yeah, Lobotka. We talked about Lobotka, 7.9, 1 shot, a couple chances created, 2 crosses. I mean, in a game where these teams have to press, these central defensive midfielders can't put up points like that. So I think that's – well, I mean, I guess we can get a midfield
here. We might have to play Chiquinho, right?
I was going to say Chiquinho here. Chiquinho's 4,300, possible set pieces, 6 points in the reverse fixture.
Yeah.
Do you actually need to play him, though? I guess that's the move if you go Haaland, right? If you go Haaland,
I guess
so,
yeah.
Play Chiquinho?
Yeah, if you go Haaland, you got Chiquinho, I guess.
Because otherwise, I don't really see the need to go there unless you spend up on Onana at goalkeeper, which I guess you could do. So.
I mean, you're not playing DeMarco, right? I'm kind of like reticent on DeMarco, so that would be the thing, right? So, yeah.
Based off kind of what I said, if you throw in that DeMarco rarely goes more than 70 minutes, I just am finding it hard to pay the 6,600 for him when they're already up 2 goals. So,
I mean, Gilberto never goes down in price, man. He's just there. It's just there.
5,200
last
week, 5,000 this week.
Yeah, definitely bad. So, I don't know what we're going to get at Utility. I'm trying to make, you know, the LLZ submission. And, you know, I have, like, you know, Coman, Sané, De Bruyne, Kimmich, Grimaldo. And then, you know, whoever fix on the next spot. So, you know, might be Chiquinho.
Are we just locking in De Bruyne and Kimmich in cash games and not even thinking about it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, De Bruyne really scares me a little bit, but, you know, it's safe. Safe. I mean, he's not going to be subbed out of, you know, after 60, 70 minutes. It depends how the game is. So, you know, I think Guardiola against Real Madrid subbed De Bruyne too early, and he's still, I mean, he's not going to do it again until everything is safe. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you I'm just trying to figure out here, I guess even with Haaland lineups, which is kind of, I don't know if I want to say scary here, but even with Haaland lineups, like you're still not, you can still do plenty of things. I feel like last week, because he was 10K, that you're kind of limited in a couple spots, but now at 8,800, you can kind of almost do whatever you want.
Yeah.
As long as you like someone like a Chiquinho or something like that, or someone that's down here. So,
yeah. Would you play Grealish? Do you go for Grealish and Utility and just play a bump, a second defender?
6,700. I don't know. Do you want Grealish for 6,700? Already up 3 goals?
Yeah, I don't think so. I kind of like Goretzka, but I can't recommend Goretzka. It's just too much.
Where's he at? Four, that's not that much. 4,900.
Yeah, but you know, I think Chiquinho might be superior than Goretzka, even though Goretzka might be the ultimate false nine. So,
Goretzka's a goal scorer. He's
yeah,
just like Rodri.
Yeah, wow, Rodri, what a goal, man! How much is Rodri, by the way? He's like probably up there now.
He's 5,100.
Yeah, man. Can give you 2 points, can give you 20. Looks like Checo to me. Yeah, I don't know. I think yeah, De Bruyne and Kimmich for cash, safe. I mean, Man City, if Bayern Munich is going to tag, Man City is going to find a space. And, you know, these guys are too talented to not score a goal if that is the case. So,
is Chiquinho the cheapest midfielder you're going to? Or he, I guess Mkhitaryan's down here, but.
Well,
I
think Chiquinho, yeah, I think Mkhitaryan might be too much flair for my taste. I mean, for the 6 points that Mkhitaryan is going to give me, no way.
Six.
If Çalhanoğlu plays, do you get in over Kimmich? No, right? Or over De Bruyne? No. Right? No.
No. I think he's off the board.
Yeah, I don't want anyone in Inter. I don't even want the goalie, man. It's just, I mean, maybe Onana might be a bad idea. He's going to get shots, but man.
Yeah. Yeah, I might want Onana based off, depending on what you have. But it was kind of like the Mike Maignan situation today. Yeah. And sort of like the Courtois situation where you know you're going to get shots. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Though all really, right. I mean, every goalkeeper is 900 difference, so.
Yeah, I know we sound like a broken record, but it's the same as last week. I mean, you have Kimmich, you have De Bruyne, and obviously a Rodri goal can happen, a Gundogan goal can happen, a Goretzka goal can happen, a Barella goal can happen, but, you know, you need to pick two only, so, or three at most. So, I mean, I'm having a hard time picking anyone else, like Barella, Goretzka, Mkhitaryan. I think Chiquinho might be the safest one. I might try to get to Goretzka. If I have Onana, I might try to get to Goretzka just because. But, you know.
At least in tournaments.
Yeah. I don't know any one of those. I mean, I just don't know what to do.
Gundogan's up here as well.
Gundogan's expensive, yeah.
No, he's 5,400.
Yeah. Probably a little bit expensive, yeah.
That's not that expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing. He's playing pretty forward in this 3-2-4-1.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's gotten at least two shots in his last four starts.
Yeah, he gets in the box, man. He is the de facto false nine, or you know, he gets in the box when Haaland comes out. It's just, you know, he's there. He have a knack for being in the right place. So.
I played him last week and then Rodri scored. So that's how it goes.
I mean, my God, what a goal.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So a defender, are you plugging in Grimaldo and Gilberto in cash games and not even thinking about it, similar to De Bruyne?
No, I'm plugging Grimaldo. I'm not Gilberto 5K. I'm having a hard time, but I mean, might be the best option.
What else are you going to do? Does anyone even?
I don't want to play Dumfries again.
I don't want to play anyone.
Yeah, I don't want to play Dumfries. I just don't. Don't want to play anyone. I mean, Alphonso Davies, I don't want to play anyone.
So. I put Davies in one of my lineups last week. Did not end well.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to do a little something, but he had the issue defensively.
Yeah, I guess Gilberto is the best one.
It's Gilberto or Nathan Ake for 2,800.
Yeah. I guess Ake, God. I mean, I guess, but to get where? I mean, to get to where in utility, right? Depends. So.
I don't like any of this.
Yeah, I don't like any of the defenders. I guess Gilberto might be the best one since, you know, he has full 90.
It's Gilberto or whoever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to play Dumfries, man. And I kind of get to DeMarco. I kind of justify the salary. So we're stuck in second defender limbo. I mean, I always like to play Otamendi. I feel like he scores in the good matches, but you know, same can be said about Delight or Upamecano. I don't know.
Gilberto, yeah. 5,000. Why don't you like Gilberto? 4 crosses last game.
I mean, I feel Dumfries can give me 4 crosses, and I get a clean sheet.
I mean, both guys could get you a clean sheet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel that, you know, if I had to flip a coin for 5K, it's just very rich. I mean, I guess it depends on the goalie, which is a hard decision to do. But, yeah, we talk about DeMarco. I mean, can justify the price. Even, you know, minutes are not going to be there. Cross is not going to be there, so, you know, we'll pay almost 7,000 for nothing, not doing it. All right, play Gilberto. And then, you know, Man City played without, I mean, these are not fullbacks. These are just dudes stuck in the middle. So
just dudes that don't
lose the ball. So Man City doesn't cross. Man City could kill the cross on DK. So John Stones might score a goal, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah, someone in the chat's mentioning how Bastoni was getting some decent crosses in last week. I mean, he's 4,900.
Yeah, he got like an assist, right? I think the assist was him.
I mean, he's a center back. I don't really care if he gets forward. Again, in this matchup, I don't want to play inner guys.
Yeah, how was Alaba today, guys? The guys didn't play Alaba. How was it? Not pretty good, right? Alaba. No, pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I wonder what his numbers were. I mean, I'm sure all the people who played Alaba today are going to play Bastoni today or tomorrow as well. So there you go.
Yeah. Don't play Bastoni in cash, man. Just don't do it. Just go Gilberto. Gilberto the cash play. It's just Gilberto
so Dumfries. Cash is very easy. You just have to decide if you're going to play Haaland or not. And then it'll be decided from there. Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Well, I mean, I think there's one more decision. Like, who do you want the utility? You don't want Chiquinho. You want
Gundogan.
You want someone else. So then in that case, you can play with the second defender. So,
yeah, let's plug in Musiala. Yeah, I mean, you could be anywhere from like Rafa Silva to down in the 5K range. It just kind of depends what you do at. What you do with the Coman, Musiala, Haaland route.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's going to be in that range.
Yeah.
You think people will play Gundogan in cash games?
I don't think so. But
because that's what the I guess I ended on Vlachodimos. Maybe I don't want Vlachodimos in cash, but
I mean, it's just Blash Adima seems like it's going to be like the no shots and the counter, and, you know.
Well, we thought that with Miret today, and then he had the PK save. He had a couple saves.
Yeah, but if let's say that he doesn't save the PK, who would have been the score? I mean, -3, -0.
Yeah, we don't want Vlach Adima, so I guess we're not getting to Gundogan. Let's just plug in Onana.
Onana and Ederson, I think. Yeah. Either of those guys, Ederson or Onana, if you think.
And then that leads you to Chiquinho, yeah. As long as you're playing Coman as your second forward.
Yeah, that's the team. That's the lineup I'm going to send soon enough.
All right, so what do you think's going on in this Inter-Benfica match? We've kind of been talking about it loosely here. Is it going to be scoreless? Do you think Benfica can score, or what do you think is going to happen?
0-0, man. 0-0, 1-0, Inter.
So you're definitely not playing Vlach Adima. Are you just completely ignoring Rafa Silva, Joao Mario, Ramos? Are you just ignoring those guys?
I like Joao Mario, but...
We kind of glossed over Joao Mario at 7,600, but...
True. I mean, can we get to him? If you have to make a lot of sacrifices in defense, right?
Yeah, that just means you're not playing Gilberto, which is probably fine, but...
It's probably fine, so... Let's see. If I pluck Joao Mario here...
Yeah, just then you got Stones.
Then I go with Stones, eh? Laporte, I think.
Yeah, Stones, Onana, Mario.
Yeah.
That's with Musiala as well, so.
Yeah.
So I guess if you want him, but I mean, the boost for Joao Mario is that he's on PKs. Otherwise, he's splitting corners. So I'm just not sure the 7,600 is worth it here. Unless Benfica get 10-plus corners. And are you think they're going to get 10-plus corners in Milan? I don't think this is a repeat of Napoli, whereas Napoli were at home and arguably, I don't know if I should say arguably a better team because they just lost. But this isn't really the same thing, I'd say. So I don't know if we can be expecting 10 corners from Benfica.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I don't think so. I mean, I like Joao Mario, though. I mean, if he can use to attack, he's the main guy.
Yeah, I mean, you can. If you think that it's going to be, if Benfica can actually do something and it's 1-0 or they even get it to 2-0 or something, then you can, sure, go in a time, make a tournament lineup with Mario and Ramos or throwing Rafa in there or whoever, get Chiquinho as well as a cheaper guy. I mean, you could do that. It's not that difficult, but I just don't think I don't think you're going to get the same kind of upside there unless you're getting no goals in the Bayern Munich Manchester City match, which would be kind of crazy. So what do you think is going on in this Bayern Munich Manchester City game as we talk about the other game now here? So what do you think Tuchel's going to do?
I think Bayern's going to try, but I don't know how successful they're going to be. I think Bayern can. I mean, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I feel Bayern a 2-1 win. It's very possible. 1-0, 1-1, 2-1. I feel Bayern might win. I think there are goals. I'm going to give a 2-1.
Do you think it's more likely there's 0 goals or 6 goals in this match?
0 goals, I think.
0 over 6. Okay. I thought you were going to say 6.
6 is a lot of goals. So. I don't think this game is going to get out of control. I don't think.
Because you don't think Manchester City will allow it? Okay.
Yeah. But I can see Bayern pushing hard and scoring. I don't know when that's going to happen, right? So that's the thing, right? Like, I feel that Bayern's going to try. I don't know. Man City's going to keep possession, but still Bayern's going to try to, you know, push, rebound, crosses. So I like the fantasy output for Bayern players, especially the white players.
I guess my question is just how much can Bayern Munich push? What is Tuchel going to do? I mean, you'd have to look up his history in these situations, but it's just like, doesn't seem like a manager who's in these situations where he's down three goals and has to do something like this. So,
but if he doesn't do it, I mean, what else is he going to do, right? I mean, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah. I mean, my thing here is, if you look back at that first matchup where it was pretty even in the first half, Bayern Munich had their opportunities, and then it just got away from them. They kind of just lost it. They it almost looked like they didn't know what they were doing in the second half, and Manchester City were kind of doing whatever they wanted. So, yeah. I mean, what if it's still – if it's still 3-0 going in the second half, or even Manchester City get another goal or something, I mean, what are they going to do then? It might it could just get away from them, and then you have all these another three Manchester City goals kind of thing. So,
yeah, very similar to today, right? Like Chelsea put a good fight the first half, and then Real Madrid scored. And...
yes, that was it. Yeah,
he took out Cucurella and put a Modric and. That's it. Game is over.
So do you think the winning lineups tomorrow will have Erling Haaland?
No, he won't. Emphatically.
What did you say last week?
Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. It's honestly, it's the same on every Manchester City slate, and you have to decide if you want to fade Haaland or if you don't want to fade him. So
yeah.
Truly, if things get out of hand again, we could see a Haaland hat trick. And if you don't have him, then you're going to lose.
Exactly.
Of note, he was – what was he last week? I think he was minus 185 to score last week. Now he's minus 135. He was minus 400 over the weekend. So bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what this is. I mean, we – probably could have talked 5 minutes. Do you want to play Haaland? Do you not want to play Haaland? And then go from there.
Yeah, I don't want to play Haaland, but I mean, you can. I feel that if he doesn't score, you don't win. But, you know, I get it, though. I get it for just...
I get, going further here with Manchester City, are you fine with Fade and De Bruyne in tournaments?
Yes.
You can just, similar to that previous game, just find the goal somewhere else. I mean, it could be, as we said, Gundogan scoring instead of Rodri. Who knows? Maybe Bernardo Silva is going to have a repeat performance. Could be Grealish kind of a thing. So,
yeah, I will fade De Bruyne for Joe Mario or Bayern midfielders if you think they can win. I'm not sure. I mean, Man City might make sense, but I don't know. Like that.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about maybe a repeat 3-0, but what if it's, as you said, 2-1? What if it's 2-2? And then you're getting these really cheap Bayern Munich guys that are also probably going to have pretty good floors. So it just seems more likely that you're going to get goals from Bayern Munich, Manchester City. So make your lineups based off of that. Because, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is. I can't remember what the percentages on Rodri were last week, but they weren't very much. You can find guys who are going to be sub-10, sub-15%, like Grealish, Rodri, anyone really, Bernardo, Gundogan. Like, these guys will not be very popular because people will go with De Bruyne and they'll go with Haaland. So you can find these non, I don't know, big name, the non-stud players for Manchester City and go off that. And hopefully you get the goals there and then see what happens otherwise.
Yeah, so I agree. You, I mean,
2-1 Manchester City?
2-1 Bayern, I think.
2-1 Bayern, okay.
I think so Bayern might win this match, but we'll see. Yeah, for tournaments, I like go with Bayern and Benfica. Just pay the Man City. Talk so always, so go with the teams that need to attack, and you know,
yeah. I mean, even if Haaland scores, there's a chance he only has like a 4 or 5 point floor, and at that point, 15, 16, whatever points, that's not going to break anything. So, you're just worried about the hat trick there. So, your goalkeeper, Onana, and then you're plugging in Coman, you're plugging in Sané. You'll have Gnabry in some of your lineups.
Yeah. You can have Joao Mario and others, Rafa Silva.
I thought you didn't like Benfica to score, but now you're going with some of their guys?
No, I don't like it to score, but for tournaments, I think going Bayern Benfica might make sense if you want to avoid De Bruyne.
Yeah, Haaland. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same situation I was saying with these Manchester City guys. Like, João Mario is not going to be popular. Well, I guess maybe he'll be popular because he's on PKs, but Rafa Silva is probably not going to be too popular. Ramos, doubt he's going to be that popular. It's going to be – everyone's going to focus on Manchester City, Bayern Munich, and they're not really going to look at this other match. So,
yeah,
do that. Any other thoughts here, Luis?
Oh, man. It's been a pleasure.
I'm pretty – I feel – do you think it's only showdowns? You think it's only showdowns?
If it's not, we can have one more. Talk about Haaland again. Haaland and Benzema and Vinicius. It's going to be great.
That'll be a fun one.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, you can find Luis at PecheGoal on Twitter. I'm at RotoZadroik. Find us in the Discord, rotowire.com/soccer trial. Free 48-hour trial. And then once you're in, rotowire.com/chat, you get into Luis's lineup, Zolutions. That's LLZ. You can find him in the Discord there. I don't know if the Z squad won today or not. I assume it didn't because Courtois and Rodrigo do not have Z's in their name, so it probably did not win.
Yeah, probably not.
I did not play it this week. I played it
last week. No, I did not, but I didn't want to play it this week either.
It didn't look as intriguing this week.
Yeah.
We're getting a question. Do we know if Haaland will start for sure? Haaland's going to 100% start. There's no questions. He's healthy. He's not injured. He's going to start. He just went 45 minutes over the weekend. I think they're up 2-3 goals at half over Leicester City, so there's no reason for him to keep going. He's going to start. Don't worry about it. He will start. So, Luis, good luck. Congrats on your winning. See everyone in the Discord. We'll be back. We got Kits and Wagers betting show. It'll be Thursday night. And then Friday, as usual, we got the Premier League DFS show as well. Luis, thank you. We'll see you at some point. We'll get you on for at least a minute discussion if it's showdown only. Okay, how about that?
Perfect. We'll do that.
All right. Thanks, Luis. And good luck on
the slate. Take care, man. Yeah, good luck. Yeah. All right.